Homily 67. Feast of the Stigmata of St. Francis of Assisi. I bear on my body the marks of Jesus. St. Francis of Assisi lived to the full what this morning's readings emphasize, finding true life in Christ's cross. Called a seraphic saint, the angel of the sixth seal, a second Moses, and even another Christ. As a faithful mirror of Christ, the little poor man is undoubtedly the world's most popular saint, one admired and loved, and not only by Catholics. I suspect that he has become even more popular because of Pope Francis, who called him the saint closest to his heart. Francis, a playboy, I'm referring to St. Francis, a playboy, a soldier, a lover of glory, severely wounded, ill health, underwent a profound conversion, a mystic who progressed from a hermit-like existence to one more apostolic, to preaching, serving society's outcasts, and founding an order. He wrote, "When I was in sin, it was very bitter to me to see lepers, and the Lord himself brought me among them. What had seemed bitter to me was changed to sweetness of body and soul. After this, I left the world." Francis wrote of an ecstasy that absorbed him in a light, that enlarged his spirit, and he fell totally in love with eternity and with Christ crucified, and embraced radical poverty. Francis, although never ordained, had such a great love for the Eucharist that he and his followers reverenced the clergy, regardless of their sins and faults, and there were many. He also emphasized preaching orthodox safe doctrine and possessed an experiential, loving, empathetic thinking, even with the hierarchical church. When Francis's doctors told him to stop weeping because of the damage it was doing to his eyes, he said, "What are these I have in common with flies?" On September of 1244, the seraph angel crucified Christ imparted on Francis's body his sacred wounds, what Dante called the final seal. Francis is now known as the stigmatic, the universal archetype of this sign of divine favor. St. John of the Cross wrote that sometimes the soul is so inflamed in love that the effects progress outward, even to the body, and are directly proportional to the strength of that love. That probably explains why my bypass surgeon said that my heart was the only one he had ever seen with 666 inscribed upon it. There is also the stigmata of everyday life, of anonymous stigmatics, of the many Christians who more or less bleed daily for Christ. They are faithful to the demands of daily life despite the suffering caused by hardship, disappointments, misunderstandings, difficult work, monotonous work, poor relations, failure, illness, depression, or old age, a combination of all. Let us also ponder the ways in which we make each other bleed, whether intentionally or unintentionally. On this feast, let us think of all those whose daily lives fill up what is lacking in Christ's sufferings, anonymous stigmatics, in order to plot a way at awakening in those we serve, a small spark of faith, of hope, of love. I bear on my body the marks of Jesus. Jesus, within your wounds, hide me.